Monday morning, Howard Wilkinson drops by to talk about politics. Howard, I bet you had a good weekend considering the Reds, what, won 2 of 3? Whoops, let me turn it. 2 of 3 against the Blue Jays.
That's right. I was at 2 of the games.
Hopefully both that they won.
No, one that they lost and one that they won.
Well, your column yesterday talked about judicial elections in Ohio, and Ohio has a pretty strange system for electing judges. Describe it.
Well, it's very odd, and it's unique. If you were going to run for judge, you run in a partisan primary, either as a Democrat or a Republican. And usually you have no opposition. But in the general election, the judicial candidates have no party designations on the ballot at all. So the voters go in and they don't see a D or an R next to the names of the judicial candidates the way they do with other candidates for county commissioner or governor or whatever.
So you know the partisan, the primary is partisan, the general election is nonpartisan.
Yes.
And Democrats have always hated this system.
They've always hated it. One reason is because technically there are more Democrats, you know, in Ohio than there are Republicans. 4 years ago, AFSCME, the Public Employees Union, the Ohio Democratic Party, went to court, federal court, to try to challenge the system. And just recently, just a couple weeks ago, Judge Susan DeLotte, district court judge here in Cincinnati, decided to uphold the present system where you have this partisan primary and then you have a nonpartisan general election.
Now, what happens if you're an independent? Then you just put your name in August before that filing deadline to get in on the ballot in November?
Yes, technically you can do that too. And also you can file. Their libertarians and the Green Party could also file candidates because they're recognized as political parties.
Does this really matter?
Well, it matters, I suppose, if voters are not paying close attention or going into the polls, they may be Democratic voters, they may be Republican voters, and often they're not sure about the candidates. They don't know them that well. They don't have the name recognition that a gubernatorial candidate does. So they're not quite sure who to vote for. And often they just skip it. There's a huge drop-off between, say, a presidential election where, you know, people are voting for president, or a gubernatorial election where people are electing a governor. And then when you get down to the bottom of the ballot where the judges are, there's a huge drop off. People are just not voting in those elections.
Now, this Democrat Republican label on the ballot, probably the more local the election is, folks know.
Yeah.
I think you point out perhaps in your column that Charlie Lucan is running against Ralph Winkler for a judgeship, and I think it's pretty obvious to most folks around here who's the Democrat, who's the Republican.
Right. These are two people who've been around for decades, and their families are well-known in politics, and most voters probably know that Lucan's a Democrat and Winkler's a Republican. Now, if you get down to some of these other races, a lot of voters probably have no clue. So then it's up to the parties themselves to get the message out to their voters of who is who to vote for, and not to stop at the top of the ticket, but vote all the way down.
And there are some that thought that perhaps a 2012 Ohio Supreme Court judgeship was the result of that not being a D or an R
on the ballot. A very strange situation. You had Yvette McGee Brown, who was an appointed justice of the Ohio Supreme Court. She had been Ted Strickland's running mate. Before Strickland left office, he appointed her to the Supreme Court. The next year, in 2012, she had to run, and she ran against Sharon Kennedy, who was a county judge from Butler County. And Sherrod Brown won Ohio in that election. Barack Obama did. But Yvette McGee Brown lost by 577,000 votes. And there are a lot of Democrats who think that maybe voters went into the voting booths, looked at the name Kennedy, and assumed a Kennedy must be a Democrat and voted for her.
Howard, just about 30 seconds here. The Supreme Court Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor has made some changes or suggestions for reforming the judicial process. Is this one thing that's in that to maybe to change that with the party affiliation?
This she's addressed this, but I'm not sure that's part of her plan. But, you know, right now, as it stands, you know, with the federal court has ruled that this is going to be the way it is. And it's going to be the way it is in the November election.
Howard Wilkinson drops by on Monday morning to talk about politics. Howard, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And that column that we're talking about, you'll find that online at WVXU.org.